And now, for your listening pleasure.
This morning, I read some wonderful poetry by John O'Donohue, the deeply touching poet from Ireland, and I want to share it. I'm Carolyn Sanek, life coach, author, and high-value woman. This is my podcast, Thrive, and you're here because you want to thrive, too. Here goes. May you recognize in your life the presence, power, and light of your soul. May you realize that you're never alone, that your soul in its brightness and belonging connects you intimately with the rhythm of the universe. May you have respect for your individuality and difference. May you realize that the shape of your soul is unique, that you have a special destiny here, that behind the facade of your life, there is something beautiful and eternal happening. This is an excerpt from The Blessing for Solitude. Who besides me needed to hear those words today here on Soul Talk Moments? We hurry around too much. We worry around too much. We are all too much at times. The light in our souls grows dimmer when this happens. We forget we're not alone. When is the last time you thought about how unique you are or how unique your soul is? Have you wondered what your special destiny is? Do you know what it is? Are you living it? I have quoted O'Donohue in the past. He's my soul friend. His words compel me to be more at peace with my soul, to love my soul, to protect my soul. Or is it the other way around? Here's one more to ponder today. It's called Journey of the Soul. One of the qualities that you can develop, particularly in your older years, is a sense of great compassion for yourself. When you visit the wounds within the temple of memory, you should not blame yourself for making bad mistakes that you greatly regret. Sometimes you have grown unexpectedly through these mistakes. Frequently, in a journey of the soul, the most precious moments are the mistakes. They have brought you to a place that you otherwise might have avoided. You should bring a compassionate mindfulness to your mistakes and wounds. Endeavor to inhabit this configuration of your soul with forgiveness in your heart. It will fall into place. When you forgive yourself, the inner wounds begin to heal. You come in out of the exile of hurt into the joy of inner belonging. Isn't that beautiful? I just love that. I'm Carolyn Sanek, life coach, author, and high-value woman. This is my podcast, Thrive Podcast, I can say that. Thank you so much for listening, and that is a wrap.